It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Cattle markets made a pretty good recovery over the last couple of weeks, recovering what was almost a six-month sell-off. But are we starting to run out of steam as far as the cattle recovery is concerned? When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the technicals of the cattle market.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
For the time frame from the beginning of February till the beginning of September, we saw the cattle markets come under some heavy selling pressure. With just taking a look at the November feeder cattle contract, we saw a high of February 2nd of $2.74. And on September 9th, we saw a low of $2.26. That's a $48 swing just in a seven-month time frame. Recently, though, we have seen the cattle market stage a little bit of a recovery, and that November contract right now is sitting at about that 250-50 area. At least that's the level it traded to on Wednesday morning. That's about a 50% retracement from the recent high to low that we saw, and it's starting to show that the cattle market might be a little bit tired. It's made a nice recovery. It has gained back a pretty good amount of what it had lost. And the fundamentals continue to be somewhat friendly, but right now we normally seasonally start to see a little bit of a pickup in cattle movement, especially feeder cattle, as a lot of the cow-calf operators start to dump their spring calves as they start coming off pasture. That could cause this market to retreat just a little bit. And at this point, we've got some decent levels where we could come in and start hedging cattle again. And this, with this 50% retracement and the fact that the cattle market's looking tired and the grain markets are seeing a little bit of strength, it might be time to be putting some floors back underneath the spring calves before we start looking at marketing them, especially if you're going to look at backgrounding these to January or February. It might be wise now to put a floor underneath these cattle just to protect yourself and to give yourself a little bit of ease of mind as you're feeding through the winter.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.